And the effect that social media can have on the mental health of young people remains largely unknown, despite social media use being widespread for over a decade. But it's clear that it has had a serious impact on a number of individuals, some of whom have been driven in some cases to suicidal thoughts. My next guest is Jennifer Leonforte, the director of the autobiographical documentary But Honey, You Look Fine, a look at the relationship between herself and her friend Gabby when they were young, and the toll that the obsession with social media perfection took on their mental well-being. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So, you know, how did you decide to make a documentary about yourself and your friend?
Well, actually, I was just studying film at my university degree here in Brisbane, and we had to make a documentary, and we were thinking of all these other pitches, and It was about 2 weeks before we had to pitch. Gabby actually had her suicide attempt, and, you know, this is how we opened the documentary, but essentially, like, the worst part of who I am as a filmmaker was, like, this is an important story, and I don't know how to talk with her about this, and I don't know how to apologize for not being there, so why don't we make a documentary so it gives us a vehicle to talk and explore all these issues, because it was so massive. And I think that's what the best part of the documentary is that it's a really authentic approach and just me trying to connect with my best friend and figure out what happened. It was just because of, you know, assessment and timing, and it all kind of unfortunately worked out that way.
So what's been your relationship with social media? How young were you when you sort of started engaging with it?
I would say about 10 years old in year 5 is when everyone else had MSN, and my friends were like, oh my God, you don't have MSN? And I was like, okay, I guess I'll get MSN. And I signed up, and you had to put a display picture up, and you had to write in your bio who your best friends were with little love hearts. And then it grew from there. You know, you were going home from school and you weren't disconnecting from everyone. You were continuing to talk, and there were crushes and there was all that kind of stuff. And then it just exploded from there. And Parents and teachers really had no idea what was really going on. And then Facebook became a thing after Bebo, and MySpace kind of phased out, and then Instagram and Snapchat really came in.
Right.
And yeah, it was insane how much we were using technology, and we were the guinea pig generation, and we had no one to tell us what not to do and what to expect, because it was developing with us, and we were like their main target audience. So They were giving us what we wanted, but it wasn't healthy things, you know. It was filters, and it was ability to see who liked your photo the most, and it's really not healthy.
And I mean, it's sort of still like that.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yeah.
So what do you think about it? You know, social media, of course, it's very idealized. It presents unrealistic images of things. What about social media, you know, fosters this obsession over self-image?
Social media, just like it, I've been telling quite a lot of people lately that I Photoshop a lot of the photos that I put of myself before I put them online, which is really damaging, especially to my own idea of my self-worth, because I'm always like, oh, how can I fix myself? How can I look better? And, you know, we all know that everyone's fake online, and you just kind of want to be, you still want to look as good as them.
Well, yeah,
as
you fake. still obviously engage with it, though. So even though you know it's, you know, fake, people still obviously are really affected by it.
Exactly, because it's like, well, they can still kind of technically look like that, and I still, you know, even if it's not attainable, I wish I could look like that, because they look great, and it's that constant pressure to be as good as someone else, which is awful. And I honestly think that right now, you know, because it's human nature to indulge in all these kind of social phenomenons, it's important for the social media platforms to take onus and responsibility about what's going on, and they should really, you know, even if it means that they're not as popular, they should really make sure that they're taking hold of the way their platforms have an impact on the youth, because it's a serious issue.
And Jennifer, you know, with the movie, or the documentary rather, you used old footage of yourself and your friend. How did the process of editing footage of yourself affect your relationship to your self-image, or did it?
It was really quite traumatic having to go through everything. We had hours worth of footage, and it was really hard to watch what I was like as a 12-year-old. First of all, I was so bubbly and I was so happy, and it's like, it's so hard watching that knowing what's coming and just being like, God, we had no idea. and the things that would come out of our mouths were just awful, and some of the worst ones are what we chose to put in the documentary. And it's really hard to own up to that as a person, just to own up that I was part of the problem. But also Gabby, she was also part of the problem towards me as well. And it's really difficult, but it was so important because it told the audience for the documentary who I was and what role I played, and I guess my intent and how honest I was being. So it gave the audience the real sense that this is an honest story.
And so your documentary has been played and has won awards at international film festivals in New York and Glasgow. What has been your reaction to the positive response to your film?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, I can't even accept compliments, let alone awards very well. I have no idea what to make of it. It's the best part is that it's being seen. Winning awards is great, but the purpose of the documentary was to share the story, and especially with the youth. So the more people see it, the better. And, you know, the Scottish Mental Health Arts Film Festival were great, and they helped distribute the film through schools for screenings. So lots of kids were engaging, and they were making their own art that they were inspired to make from the documentary. And, you know, New York City is thinking of doing the same thing. And it's been in lots of festivals here in Australia as well. And I've been contacted by high schools who want to do screenings with their children and students, which is so exciting.
So obviously it's nice to have the message or the what you're trying to get across being embraced by people, and people not just focusing on sort of the, you know, negative, like, oh, this is a sad story.
Exactly. The point of the story isn't necessarily that it's that we went through something sad and now it's over. The point is that mental health is an ongoing battle, and you just have to be there for your friends, and you have to be always aware of what you're saying to people around you. That's really the message, and that it's hard. Yeah. That it's really hard, and you know, no one really knows what to do about it because it's such a massive issue. But it's just acknowledging that mental health is hard and it's scary and it's isolating. That's the first step, I think.
And Jennifer, if someone was interested in seeing your documentary, where might they go to watch it?
So unfortunately, because the film is still on the festival circuit, just so that we don't get disqualified, we're not allowed to have screenings of it. But if someone was interested in it for educational resources purposes and stuff like that, they can head to my website, which is just philliam40.com, and contact me and we can organize something. But unfortunately we're not allowed to distribute it yet. In about a year we'll be able to see where it goes once the festival circuit has ended, and then really go from there. Okay. Sorry, everyone.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing this with us.
No worries. It's my pleasure.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.